the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include marijuana detection time shorter than previously assumed, and maternal marijuana use not associated with childhood leukemia, a study says. More information on these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First this week from Columbia, Missouri, marijuana detection time shorter than previously assumed. The length of time cannabis metabolites may be detected on average on a standard urine screen is typically no longer than 10 days for chronic users and between 3 to 4 days for infrequent users, according to a literature review published in the current issue of the journal Drug Court Review. Quote, recent scientific literature indicates that it is uncommon for occasional marijuana smokers to test positive for cannabinoid metabolites in urine for longer than 7 days, close quote, at 20 ngml or above the EMIT, or enzyme-multiplied immunoassay technique test, the author concludes, quote, following smoking cessation, chronic smokers would not be expected to remain positive for longer than 21 days, even when using the 20 ngml cannabinoid cutoff, close quote. When tested at the 50 ngml cutoff threshold, infrequent users typically test negative for the presence of marijuana metabolites within 3 to 4 days, while heavy users typically test negative by 10 days after ceasing use, the study found. While several clinical trials from the 1980s found cannabis metabolites to be identifiable in the urine at low concentrations for longer periods of time, particularly in heavy users, the author suggests that more advanced drug testing technology has narrowed this window of detection. Quote, as cannabinoid screening tests evolved, these improved assays became more selective in the manner in which they detected marijuana metabolites, the author writes. He continues, quote, as detection specificity increased, the length of time cannabinoids were being detected in urine decreased. Therefore, the results of cannabinoid elimination investigations performed in the 1980s may no longer be applicable to estimating the detection window for marijuana in urine using today's testing methodologies, close quote. After reviewing data from more recent clinical investigations of chronic marijuana smokers, the author reports that, quote, the average detection window for cannabinoids in urine at the lowest cutoff concentration of 20 ngml was just 14 days, close quote. However, the author also notes that a minority of subjects continue to test positive for cannabis metabolites after 28 days, even when tested by more advanced drug testing technology. Approximately 55 million drug screens are performed annually in the United States. The majority of these are workplace urinalysis tests, which detect the presence of drug metabolites, inert byproducts produced after a substance is metabolized by the body, but not the substance itself. Consequently, the U.S. Department of Justice affirms that a positive drug test result for the presence of a drug metabolite, quote, does not indicate recency, frequency, or amount of use, or impairment, close quote. Next this week from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, maternal marijuana use not associated with childhood leukemia, a study says. Marijuana use by mothers is not associated with an increased risk of childhood acute myeloid leukemia or AML in offspring, according to a case control study to be published in the March issue of the journal Pediatric and Perinatal Epidemiology. Researchers at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill analyzed 517 cases of children with AML and 610 unmatched controls. Incident cases were defined as children less than 18 years of age who had been diagnosed with AML between 1989 and 1993 and were registered with the Children's Cancer Group, a pediatric clinical cooperative group. Control children were selected via a random digit dialing and individually matched. Quote, overall, no positive associations between parental marijuana use and childhood AML were observed, close quote, investigators found. In addition, researchers found that self-reported maternal marijuana use, quote, in the 3 months before or during pregnancy was associated with a decreased risk of childhood AML, close quote. They added, quote, some evidence of a dose-response relationship was observed with those reporting use once or more per week in the 3 months before pregnancy, having a more reduced odds ratio than those reporting less than once per week. Decreased odds ratios were also noted for maternal marijuana smoking in the year after birth, close quote. Investigators did not conclude, however, that maternal marijuana use could protect against AML. Rather, they suggested the inverse association may be the result of recall bias, e.g., case mothers may have been less likely than control mothers to report having used marijuana before or during pregnancy. The study's results contradict the findings of a 1999 investigation that did note an association between maternal cannabis use and childhood AML. Quote, the previously reported positive association between maternal marijuana use before or during pregnancy and childhood AML was not confirmed in this study, investigators concluded. They continued, quote, parental marijuana use is unlikely as a strong risk factor for childhood AML, close quote. The UNC study is the largest epidemiological study of childhood AML to date in the United States. Acute myeloid leukemia comprises approximately 16% of leukemias diagnosed in individuals younger than 15 years of age. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information on these stories is available at norml.org. Normal News is available as a podcast. Stay tuned for Normal News every week right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein.